This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Russian owner of the private military contractor Wagner, has made his most direct challenge to the Kremlin yet, calling for an armed rebellion aiming at ousting Russia's defense minister.
There are 25,000 of us, and we are going to find out why the country has been plunged into lawlessness. 25,000 are on hold as a tactical reserve, and the strategic reserve is the entire army and the entire country. Anyone who wants to join, join in. Let's get this mess over with.
Надо заканчивать с этим безобразием.
Prigozhin made various allegations against Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. The security services reacted immediately by calling for Prigozhin's arrest. Meanwhile, VOA's Heather Murdoch has been on the front lines in Ukraine and says as they surveil different towns, she's seen complete destruction.
There's a Ukrainian flag flying over a supermarket in one of the towns that are now active combat. But the supermarket is really just a bombed out shell. And then the battle itself is just everywhere strewn, like including the bodies of Russian soldiers still lying in the field and their rubbish and their food and their clothes. Clearly, the battle that was on the ground had moved just a little ways because we could hear the ongoing fighting and see the shelling that was going on. The soldiers that were fighting at that in that exact spot must have left in a huge hurry because they left everything behind. So it makes you wonder when you're looking around, like they're taking back these villages, but what are they taking back? It's just a disaster zone at this point.
VOA's Heather Murdoch. The UN Security Council called Friday for a halt to fighting in Sudan and the protection of civilians. The brief press statement followed closed consultations by the UN's most powerful body. Council also called for the scaling up of humanitarian assistance.